This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We'll check in with the great offensive lineman, formerly of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Tony Boselli. Get his thoughts on what adjustments could have been made by the Kansas City Chiefs during the game. Also, Russell Wilson. He'll join us. Does Russ want out of Seattle? Are they entertaining trade talks with Russell Wilson? He's going to join us coming up. And formerly Nick Wrong, of Fox Sports 1, who told me the Kansas City Chiefs bet on it, we're going to win by at least 16 points. So Nick Wrong will join us coming up in the final hour of the program. He's a good sport and got roughed up a little bit yesterday. Yes, Paul?
On our marquee here in the man cave, it actually says, Nick Wrong, 11:25 a.m. Eastern.
Yes. I told the big German that's how you have to put his name up on the screen when he joins us.
A.K.A. Nick Incorrect.
Nick Wrong. Now that Super Bowl 55 is over, the NFL season wrapped up, and it's time for the sports world to transition into something completely different, right? Happens every year at this time. Instead of shows talking about the NFL season every day, get ready for them to shift over to the NFL offseason every day. That's right. If you don't like football, there's no break in sight, and it happens to be one of the juicier hot stove periods in a long time when you think about the trade market. I don't know if we've had a trade market like this, because normally you don't have trades in the NFL. We already had one, Matthew Stafford for Jared Goff. You got Carson Wentz in the on-deck circle. Could Sam Darnold be traded? Deshaun Watson, could he be traded? Draft coverage will also pick up in the coming days, and even more quarterbacks to talk about. The second that Tom Brady took that knee to close out the Super Bowl, the next season began for every team in the league. And we move on fast these days. Opening kickoff's only 7 months away. Like it or not, the football chatter is just starting. There's been a lot of talk about the quarterbacks with Carson Wentz. Is he going to get traded? And I had somebody tell me yesterday that you know, the Eagles had been holding out for at least two first-round draft picks, maybe another player, that the price tag was too high, and that the Bears and Colts probably waiting for the Eagles to come back to reality. Also, there was a conversation, chatter about, did the NFL say to the teams, do not make any trades Saturday or Sunday or Monday? And you're starting to hear that maybe things could heat up and Carson Wentz could be traded this week. Deshaun Watson might be issuing a statement later today on his situation with the Texans. So it feels like it's fluid right now with something happening. The question is, what is going to happen? Also, Paulie and I were discussing the Super Bowl and looking back at the Super Bowl. It was on last night. NFL Network had it. And if you knew the plays, what would be great, and you can't do it, but if you had the offensive coordinators or you had a defensive coordinator and an offensive coordinator, let's say you had Eric Bieniemy and you had Todd Bowles, and they sat down to discuss, this is what the play was, and this is what we thought it was, or this is how we decided to counteract what you were doing. Because as I'm watching the game again, it became so apparent Kansas City could have run the football. I thought, if you don't have a great offensive line as far as pass blocking, why don't I take advantage? Why don't I run the ball a little bit more? And if you're averaging 6 yards per carry, maybe you don't think it's sustainable, but it's been sustainable before during the season. Why didn't you take advantage of that? I still think Patrick Mahomes held on the football too long because he was trying to make a big play. But everything's coming up the middle, so Patrick Mahomes could never step into the pocket cleanly. Why not? And it just didn't feel like there were any adjustments made by the Kansas City Chiefs. It's almost as if, hey, this is how we do it. We're the best offense in the NFL, and try to stop us. Well, they did. They were. And that's where I didn't think that there were any adjustments there. And now, do I think Tampa was still going to win? Yes. But, you know, you had 15, 20 minutes at halftime to adjust. And, you know, the part of the problem is that you have, what are we adjusting, or are we willing to adjust? And you're down 21-3 after the Antonio Brown touchdown. So after that, you're going, okay, what do we do? It's not like you can go, is any lineman in the building who want to play? Tony Boselli was covering the Super Bowl. It's not like you can say, Tony, you want to get a uniform on and help us? Probably would have helped you. But I couldn't help but wonder why it appeared as if Kansas City didn't make any adjustments. And if can you keep somebody back there to help? An extra person? Keep in mind, Tampa had 4 rushers. Kansas City had 5 offensive linemen. But if you throw 50 passes and they only blitzed 5 times, and what Tampa was begging you to throw short passes or run the football, begging you. And you watch it again, and I would love to know Eric Bieniemy, if he said, this is the play that was supposed to be called, or this is how it's supposed to be run. And if you had Todd Bowles saying, this is what we were trying to do. We wanted to put pressure up the middle. We wanted Mahomes moving. We wanted him running on that bad toe. I still would have looked at Clyde Edwards-Helaire and just taken advantage of his talent. And look, I know it's hindsight, but that's what we do. You dissect it, and then you watch it again, and then I couldn't help but go, Kansas City, it doesn't feel like they kept doing the same thing over and over and over. And I kept going, at some point, you got to go, this isn't going to work. And I think they panicked. It just felt like we got to make something happen. And, you know, the ball goes off Tyreek Hill's face mask. Okay, tough catch. Travis Kelce drops a ball with a defender around his feet. You had the penalties at the end of the first half. It felt like Kansas City was starting to get a little desperate. They were nervous here because Brady, the interception, was called back due to a penalty. So they weren't making mistakes. And I thought if Brady doesn't make any mistakes, that defense will win this Super Bowl for them. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, Brady was really good. The defense was great. And that was the difference here. But Kansas City didn't counteract. And that's what coaches do. Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time, NFL history, with his ability to adjust. He can adjust from quarter to quarter, half to half. game to game, season to season. And I did not see those adjustments with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you mentioned the penalties when I was rewatching the Super Bowl last night. It felt like the penalties came in a slew at the end of the first quarter and the entire second quarter. And when you rewatch it, you're watching more for the reaction. And like, someone was yelling, I think it was Tyreek Hill was yelling at Pringle because he went the wrong way. And then the defensive players, Chris Jones is yelling because he's being held. And you could see the frustration. Yeah. And I was with you, a longer halftime, you thought to be more adjustments.
Yeah, I just didn't see it. But it felt like, and, you know, Patrick Mahomes even addressed this yesterday. This is what he had to say with what the loss meant to him.
It'll definitely motivate you. I mean, if you're a competitor and you get so close to your ultimate goal and then you fall short, I mean, it's something that will motivate you for the rest of your career. I mean, it was a bad feeling in that locker room after the game. I mean, you don't want to have that feeling again. And so, luckily enough, we'll have a lot of the same guys back. And we'll obviously add new guys and we'll set the tone from the beginning of the year, beginning of the off season, that we have to be better. We have to be better than we were this last year in order to go out there and win the Super Bowl.
And he admitted that he has to stop relying on the big play. He says, as of today, I'm going to do whatever I can to try to look at the film and try to find ways to get better. Obviously, with our offense and the success we had, when teams see the defensive plan that they had and how well it worked, they're going to try and do the same thing. He has to be able to take what the defense gives him, as great as he is. And I still, looking back last night, if you could possibly have an incredible performance in a losing effort and not put up great numbers necessarily, Patrick Mahomes did everything possible as far as athleticism, getting passes off. You know, he ran for over 400 yards. He scrambled for over 400 yards on a bad toe. And he fought to the very end. But they didn't make adjustments. They kept going, let's wait for the big play. Once we get that big play, and, you know, Tampa Bay, give them credit. Tampa Bay was just saying, we're going to have our safeties so deep that there's no chance anybody's getting behind us. Yes, Eden.
That's the weird thing about the Chiefs not making any adjustments in the Super Bowl is because all season long they were famous for being a third quarter team. They would put up a billion points in the third quarter, which suggests that they made halftime adjustments.
Yep, that's a great point. But they didn't. They came out and, you know, it still wasn't there. And it's not like Tampa was, you know, putting up. Tampa was had benefited from a short field throughout the playoffs because the defense has been so great. They didn't have, you know, long sustainable drives. I mean, Kansas City outgained Tampa Bay, 350 to 340. But, you know, Kansas City had to have these sustainable drives, but they didn't want to wait. We want to do it right now. Whereas Tom Brady would have a short field and they were able to capitalize. Plus, they scored touchdowns and Kansas City did not. If you say Kansas City is going to end up with three field goals and they're going to be in the red zone six times, Tampa's winning. If you're going to say Tampa's going to score three touchdowns in the first half, Tampa's going to win. But make no mistake about it, what they did defensively and continue to do that throughout the game and the pressure they put on Patrick Mahomes. And it's not like everybody has. You can have a blueprint, but that doesn't. I can give you the blueprint for Steph Curry's shot. That doesn't mean you can shoot like Steph Curry, but I got the blueprint. The teams have to have the personnel to be able to pull off the blueprint to beat Kansas City. Tampa couldn't do it, didn't do it the first time around. Got embarrassed, but they adjusted. And Todd Bowles did a great job as the defensive coordinator of saying, this is what we're going to do. And then all you do is be patient with your approach to Kansas City, because Kansas City was not patient. Hey, we make big plays. Where are the big plays? You know, I'm going to hold on to the ball. I'm going to get hit. I mean, he was under as much pressure as I've seen in a long time. I have to go back to when Brady played against the Giants, and the Giants beat him with Michael Strahan. They pounded him every single time he threw the ball. But that was a great defensive performance. Justin Tuck, Michael Strahan, Osi Umiura, they put pressure on him and hit him every single time. And Patrick Mahomes is not used to that. I don't care what quarterback, go down through history. They'll all tell you. Once we start to hit you, it's interesting. You get the ball off a little quicker, get a little skittish in the pocket, and that's what happened with the great Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Paul.
On the penalties, Tampa gained 120 yards on penalties on the Chiefs. Tampa was only 4 of 12 on third down conversions, but Tampa got 6 first downs off penalties. They stayed alive at many different points in the game, the offsides on the field goal, etc.
Here is Andy Reid talking about the penalties.
We have the opportunity to voice our gripes to the league, and they do a good job on responding to it. You know, so really, for whatever I think or what they think, the calls were made. And it's a shame that we had that many in that big a game, you know, that possibly were that close of a judgment call.
All right. I think the officiating played a role, not a significant role. I know it's easy to go, well, the officials were on Tom Brady's side. This wasn't a close game. If it's a single possession, then I could see where you're even angrier. But Kansas City put themselves in these situations here. You know, they were physical, and they got caught. And would I have called all those penalties? I would not. You know, the retaliation, there were two of those penalties. Jones and Honey Badger, I wouldn't have called them. I would have just said, guys, let's go. Let's play on. When Evans got tripped, it's right there in front of the official, and, you know, you have to call it. Honey Badger in the end zone, would I have called it? No. But, you know, a lot of these are, you start to get desperate. You're trying to make a play, and that comes back to haunt you, and it did with Kansas City. I was also curious about the ratings, that Boston outrated Tampa Bay. How is that possible?
Tommy, it's Tommy.
Top rated Super Bowl markets from Sunday.
Never forget.
Kansas City, almost 60% of the market was watching the Super Bowl. Boston slightly behind at 57.6. And then Tampa 52.3. Minneapolis was 50.4. How wild is that? Man. All right. Subscribe. Actually, you don't even have to subscribe. You sign up for the DP Show newsletter. There's nothing to do. It's just Dan Patrick Show newsletter, available daily at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. You go to danpatrick.com, put in your email address in the box, slides out, bottom right corner. You get it delivered to your email. We're not asking for anything. Doesn't cost you anything. We got deals on T-shirts on there. We got our Traeger Meat Friday recipes on there every Friday. Recaps the entire show, and it's a one-stop shop. It's great. If you miss the show, even if you listen or watch the show, it's still great to have. And that comes out daily Monday through Friday. This program brought to you by Built Bar. It's simply the best-tasting protein bar around. I love all 18 amazing flavors. Pumpkin chocolate chip, also mint brownie, coconut almond. Go to BuiltBar.com. Enter the promo code DP for 20% off. All right, McLovin, what do you have for me today?
Okay, everyone's talking about the Bucks free agent issues. I could do this now or we could wait, but I have a tough question for you. You can keep one player.
All right.
Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, or Leonard Fournette?
Well, I believe Gronk's coming back due to his friendship with Brady. I don't think money's the issue. Well, the money is an issue for Leonard Fournette, because Leonard Fournette is going to want to get paid. I think Antonio Brown also has loyalty to Tom Brady, because Tom kind of, you know, brought him out of the dumpster and put him in a Super Bowl. And because of that, he made an extra $750,000. So I would say the one guy is Leonard Fournette. And
who's the most important out of that trio for next year? I know Antonio was hurt on and off.
I would say Leonard Fournette.
But can't you get a running back? That's what I was kind of getting at. Like, running backs are so generic today that maybe you're not worried about it.
I don't want to spend a lot here for any of them. But I'm hopeful that I get a bargain with Gronk and I get a bargain with Antonio Brown. Leonard Fournette. You know, I'm not going to break the bank for him, but Mike Evans said he would take less money or defer money, or I don't know exactly, how they're able to do it. But he said that, hey, if that meant we could keep these guys, more than happy to do that. That's what happens after you win a Super Bowl. You know, it's so hard to repeat for a variety of reasons. Part of it is you win and then you want to go get paid. Like, I won my Super Bowl. Do I want to stay? Well, okay. Like, Shaq Barrett's the big one for me. I mean, Shaq Barrett, of all of those players, is more impactful. That'd be the guy I want to keep. But I don't know if they'll keep everybody, but I would guess you're going to get Gronk and Antonio Brown who want to be loyal to Tom Brady. What else do you have?
Yeah, that, I was going to ask you about Shaq Barrett. He's sort of in a different category. They also have Chris Godwin, Levante David, and Dominic Kinsu. Okay, I have a random question. This has nothing to do with our guest list. Okay. I'll give you three choices.
All right.
You could win Man of the Year, Walter Payton Man of the Year, be in the Super Bowl, or be married to Ciara. But you can only do one of those three things. Just a random, just hypothetical.
So I'm in the Super Bowl, but I don't necessarily win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'll give you be in the Super Bowl, you win Walter Payton Man of the Year, or you get to be married to Ciara.
Mm. So I could be the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Basically all the things that Russell Wilson has done.
Basically Russell Wilson. If he had to pull one of those things. I was watching him this week and I'm like, wow, that guy has a lot figured out. He's doing okay.
Walter Payton Man of the Year is a great honor. Being in the Super Bowl is awesome. If you said winning the Super Bowl, I would take winning the Super Bowl.
And that's another form of the question. Would you rather be a Hall of Famer or rather have a ring and be an impactful player with a ring?
Yeah, but we've done that before.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of Bocelli.
Yeah. You know, I love Ciara. We co-starred in a movie with Adam Sandler, but, you know, I'm happily married. Now, if I'm 25 years of age.
Hello.
All right. Hi, Ciara. How are you? Hi. Yeah, my voice. Yeah. I'm glad you like it. It gets deeper as the day goes on.
It's like our voices.
Yeah.
Yours and mine are pretty good.
Just so you know, my voice can become your voice. Yes, McLevin.
Do you remember how awkward the Danettes were when Ciara was at St. Elmo's with us after the movie premiere?
Oh, I was too. She was seated right behind me, and I was like a giggling little schoolboy going, hi. And, you know, that's one of those where you see somebody in person, you go, they're even more beautiful in person. And she was fun. She was giddy. Yeah, she.
That was like the most bizarre or like surreal dinner ever. Because like I could turn around if I wasn't looking at Adam Sandler directly across from me, I would turn around and see Ciara talking to Vanilla Ice. You're like, dude, what?
Vanilla Ice?
What?
Will Forte?
Yeah, Will Forte. Like, what is this?
Yes, McLovin.
I sat next to Bill Romanowski at dinner. Literally, I sat next to him.
I didn't even know he was there.
I didn't know he was either.
Yeah, he was just like, he had nowhere else to sit. He's like, oh, hey, McLovin, and just sat down.
So this is at the Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and they had the movie premiere of That's My Boy, and they had it there, a private screening for us. And then we went to St. Elmo's, this great restaurant there in downtown Indianapolis, and they had us down in the basement with this huge table there, private table. And we just piled on Sandler's tab the entire night there. All right, let me take a break. We'll get phone calls coming up. Settle on a poll question. Russell Wilson Jr. III will join us a little bit later on. Nick Wrong from Fox Sports. But up next, Tony Boselli, from an offensive lineman standpoint, perspective, what changes could have been made, adjustments could have been made by the Kansas City Chiefs? 22 after the hour. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. And, you know, it feels like every week I'm telling you about another retailer or there's another data breach exposing personal information. And this happened to Bonobos, the clothing retailer, and personal information up to 7 million customers on a data breach. And the database leak it was on a hacker forum and includes information that cyber criminals can use in phishing attacks, identity theft like customers' addresses and phone numbers and credit card numbers, social security numbers. LifeLock is here to help detecting a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but keep what's yours. yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year using promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for up to 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Well, I was told it was going to happen, and it is. Patrick Mahomes will undergo surgery tomorrow. He is going to have foot surgery, turf toe. The rehab will be several months, expected to make a full recovery, and that will happen tomorrow. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning to our TV partner, that's Peacock. You can watch all 3 hours for free, download the app, and our great radio affiliates around the country. Just got word that Marty Schottenheimer has passed away at the age of 77, and longtime NFL head coach, worked with him for a little while at ESPN. When coaches would come through, and basically, it was a pit stop. They might be there for a year or so. Marty Schottenheimer came in and wanted to be great as an analyst. His approach was as if he was coaching a game. And I always had great respect for him that he came in and wanted to learn how to be an analyst if he was going to be there for a couple of years and then move on. But Marty Schottenheimer, the legendary NFL coach, has passed away at the age of 77. Tony Boselli, he was a Hall of Fame finalist for the fifth consecutive year, a top 10 finalist. He was also on the sidelines for Westwood One's coverage of Super Bowl 55 in Tampa. And Tony joins us now. Tony, thanks for joining us. Let me start with you being a great offensive lineman, watching what Kansas City's strategy was with their offensive line and why that seemed like there were very little adjustments there during the game against that Tampa front four.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I mean, and doesn't it just highlight the fact that I don't care how good your quarterback is, if you can't block people up front, you have no chance. I mean, it reminded me watching that game back to the 18-0 Patriots, and they were the most explosive offense we've ever seen. And four guys from the Giants ruined the entire game, and because they couldn't block them. And I was surprised, though, at Kansas City that they didn't do more stuff horizontally, getting the ball out of his hand quickly early in that game. All year we've seen them with the wide receiver screens. We've seen them with jet sweeps, kind of getting horizontal, and we saw very little of that. And I think they put a lot of stress on that offensive line early that was unneeded. And at the end of the day, when they got behind, they just couldn't hold up. So it's tough going in. They had basically three guys playing. Backup left tackle, who's really their backup right tackle. They're starting right guard, backup. Now he's the backup right tackle, and you bring up your backup right guard. So it's three positions that are weakened. I mean, that's hard to overcome. And I'm just surprised that Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy didn't have a better plan to protect those guys.
I still think they were loading up for the big play, Tony, that they didn't take, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was averaging 6 yards per carry. I thought that they could run the football. And the defense that Tampa's playing, I mean, you know, their safeties were so deep. You got to see that in person. They're basically saying, you guys want the dink and dunk? Go ahead. We're just not going to let you get behind us here. Why wouldn't you just take what they were giving you, as we always love to say?
Yeah, you know, we were saying it on the broadcast. I have no idea, because if you look at the first matchup in the first quarter when Tyreek Hill had 200 yards, Todd Bowles was aggressive, playing a lot of man coverage, coming after him, and they were getting just skewered. They had no chance. Todd Bowles made adjustments. Coming in, I think he knew they could get pressure with four. So we're going to rush four. We're going to play two high safeties, we'll play some man underneath with two high safeties. And he's basically saying, we will not get beat today deep. If you want to dink and dunk us, if you want to run, if you have the discipline to do that, so be it. But we know we can rush with four, and we know that you're not going to beat us deep. And I still do not understand why they didn't run the ball more, and I don't understand why didn't they test the perimeter with all their speed and just get the ball out of Patrick's hands. Because once you do that, you then could have forced Todd Bowles out of what he wanted to do, force him to drop that extra safety, force him to play up and be more aggressive to stop the dink and dunk. Then the shot is there over the top. But to your point, it felt like from the beginning they said, we want the big play, and it just wasn't there.
And also you have Mahomes with a bad toe, and he ran for over 400 yards just scrambling. And I thought the defensive philosophy was, let's go up the middle and let's make him run a little bit here. Let's, you know, we're going to test his athleticism, his greatness here. And it just, it, you know, Tyreek Hill drops the ball, Kelsey drops the ball. It felt like they started to panic a little bit, Tony.
Well, if that's a guy with a bad turf toe that needs surgery, you still bad. Can I get two of those turf toes? My goodness. I mean, he's making plays I've never seen. He's parallel to the line of scrimmage, throwing the ball 20 yards down the field. And by the way, I think it hit Williams in the hands and it was dropped. I mean, there was a number of plays that if they just make them, we might have a different outcome or a much closer game. There was no juice either, Dan, was the other thing. I was on that Chiefs sidelines. You know, early there was some excitement. As soon as it started going against them, There was no juice at all. It felt like the air was let out of the balloon and they didn't have the answer for the test. And I thought it was because I was waiting the whole time. We said it. I'm waiting for when they say enough's enough. Let's get going. Let's go fast. Let's get the ball out of our hands and go and use our speed. They never did it. And give Tampa credit because they couldn't block those four guys up front. I mean, it got worse and worse. It was like an avalanche just coming on top of them. And by the time you got mid to late third quarter, I don't think they had any answers.
He's Tony Boselli, the Jaguars radio color analyst and former Pro Bowl offensive lineman. How easy is it to block for Brady?
I think it's easier than block. I think it's easier to block for Brady than Mahomes because you know where he is at all times. He gets the ball out quick and he's great at working up into the pocket. So as an offensive tackle, you love that because it really takes away. You can take away the angles. Like if you want to go rush up the field, that's fine. I'm going to take away the power. I'm going to take away inside and it helps you a lot. He's spectacular. And I think the other thing, and Mahomes has this as well, Dan, anytime as an offensive lineman, you have confidence in the guy behind you, it just makes everything easier. It makes you play better. You just know that something good is going to happen. And both those guys have that quality. And it's I guarantee it's a lot of fun to play football.
Well, Brady could step up in the pocket, Tony. Mahomes could not step up in the pocket all night long.
Well, he could have, I think, at times, Dan. I think if you watch the tape, there's and this happens all the time, and Kurt Warner and I talked about it. Mm. Mahomes will just start backing up, even when the right move is to step up. It's his habit. He has some of the worst footwork I've ever seen. But he's so talented, he gets away with it. I mean, he can throw off any platform. There's no one else in the league who can do what he does. And a lot of times where you're saying, hey, step up and work the pocket, he's like, I'm just going to back up and buy myself time because I can throw it with the flick of my wrist 70 yards. And so he's very unconventional. I don't think you want to change it because he's so dang good. But, you know, there were also times he had no chance to step up because I thought the untold story that we didn't really focus on, I mean, people are talking about it because JPP and Shaq Barrett got all the attention, but Ndamukong Suh and Vita Vea were just bullies in the middle and they really did press the pocket to your point.
And you're on the Chiefs sidelines. I was watching the game last night, rewatching it. It felt like these penalties really got to them, that they were taking that to the sidelines, whether it was Jones or it was Honey Badger. And I don't know, they were getting caught up in smaller details instead of a larger picture here. What was it like on the sidelines with that?
Well, I was, you know, we weren't actually on the side. We're at that moat, you know, moat area right before. So I was like, we're like 2 feet. I was right by the defensive line, actually, right behind Chris Jones and that group. And there was a lot of chirping back and forth. And there was a lot of, at times, players having to stand between players. Not that it was going to be a fist fight or anything, but there was hollering back and forth. You could see the frustration. At one point, I think late in the second quarter, I mean, Steve Spagnuolo came over and got the entire defense together and spent about 5 minutes kind of trying to get everyone to calm down, everyone to get on the same page. And I do think those penalties hurt them. But if you go watch them all year, Dan, they're an aggressive group. They get their hands on receivers, and sometimes you don't get away with it. They didn't get away with it on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, how legit do you think those penalties were in the first half?
I think most of them were right. The one that I thought was interesting was that last drive right before the half is the pass interference on Honey Badger. I thought Brady was throwing that away. I mean, it wasn't even in the same zip code. It was so high. There's no one catching that. And so if it's not a catchable ball and there's no chance of a play being made, I'm not sure why they called pass interference there. That'd be the one I was a little bit like, huh. With that said, that drive, I don't think ever should have got down there. I was surprised that Andy Reid, I understood the first time out he called at the end of the half. The second time after they got 8 yards, it was 3rd and 2. Why are you calling timeout there? Because if they get that 2 yards, now all of a sudden you are at risk of getting up points. And the way the half was going, I just thought, you know what? After they got the 8 yards, let this thing run out. Force Bruce Arians to use a timeout. Force him to do it. And so I didn't like that decision-making process, and I didn't like that one call because I thought the ball was not even close to being catchable.
Top 10 finalist for the fifth consecutive year. You know what? The party will be even better, Tony, once it happens.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, I always get to this point, Dan, is you look at it. I mean, how are you going to say anything bad about the five guys that got in there? I mean, Charles Woodson, Peyton Manning, Calvin Johnson, Faneca, and Lynch. They're all great players. And so, yeah, would I like to be there? Absolutely. But never take anything away from them. And I always say, you know, maybe it's supposed to be in L.A. I went to SC, you know, maybe, you know, it'd be even better being out kind of where I went to college and got this whole thing started. So we'll see how it works out. One thing that has taught me about 2020, Dan, don't worry about tomorrow because it can change quickly. Just enjoy where you're at. And so hopefully it happens in the near future, and hopefully next year, 2022 is the year.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for all your access here during the year. We appreciate your time as always.
Dan, anytime. Really appreciate having me.
That's Tony Boselli. He does the Jags radio color analyst and former Jags offensive lineman. You know, he's similar to Calvin Johnson. You know, three-time All-Pro. He went to five Pro Bowls, and he retired at age 30, but he retired due to injuries. And I'll go back to what I say, because every time I bring it up about Tony Boselli, when I saw that he was not a Hall of Famer, but he was up for the Hall of Fame, this is 4 years ago, I just started the campaign for him. I felt that way with Jimbo Covert. I thought that he was a Hall of Famer. I don't have a vote, but if I feel like there's an injustice or somebody should at least remember somebody, then I'm going to speak on their behalf. I'd never met Tony Boselli until a couple of years ago when we had him on the show. And I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I think he was that great. And when Anthony Munoz, who I think is the greatest tackle, maybe the greatest offensive lineman in history, speaks on your behalf about Tony Boselli and how great he was, that's all I need. In fact, I didn't even need that. Yeah, McLevin.
I think it's really hard for the average fan with no numbers to judge linemen on. Like Calvin Johnson, you can see numbers. And
it was plus the Jags weren't relevant. You know, they had their moment there with Brunel, but had they had a little more success, then maybe he would have stood out. But he played at USC, so at least he had some fanfare coming into the NFL, and he was a first-round draft pick, a high draft pick. He didn't stay healthy long enough. Yeah, Paul?
I'm looking at the most first-team All-Pro selections in NFL history. There's only a few that are somewhat recent. Jerry Rice had 10. Anthony Munoz had 9. I mean, if you get 3, you're probably going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
If you get 3 All-Pros. There's a handful of guys who have 8, but not that, you know, Lawrence Taylor had 8. Reggie White had 8. Bruce Smith had 8. Man.
I got a chance to see Anthony Munoz growing up in Cincinnati and, you know, got a chance to work with him at ESPN. But I think he's the best offensive lineman in history. His athleticism, he was a former baseball player at USC, and he had size, skill, great footwork, and you never had to worry about the left side because you had Anthony Munoz there. All right, we'll take a break. Play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Washington to Ball, right side, catch and shoot three is good. LaMelo Ball, seven threes, a Hornets rookie record tying triple.
There's still room on the bandwagon if you want to join me. That's courtesy of the Hornets Radio Network, WFNZ. LaMelo had 7 3-pointers, and he became the third rookie all-time with at least 7 3-pointers and at least 10 assists in a game. He joins Jason Kidd and Steph Curry. He was 7 of 18 from the field. He did not hit a field goal attempt from inside the three-point line. He finished with 24 points. He's raw, but he's fun, and he's not afraid. He's been great so far this year. Play of the day brought to you by the supplement I take every day. It's M-Drive. Powerful ingredients backed by science. Help you get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive. Hearing from Dallas Cowboy fans, easy here. Hey, you said Anthony Munoz. What about Larry Allen? In my opinion, Anthony Munoz is the greatest offensive lineman in history. Larry Allen is certainly in the conversation. No argument whatsoever. You want to put Jonathan Ogden in there. We can go back to linemen in the 60s if you want to, or the 70s if you want to. But in my opinion, Anthony Munoz was as athletic, if not more athletic than any left tackle, and his ability to block, great footwork, strength, all of that. And that would be just my opinion here, all right? You're entitled to yours, and they're welcome anytime. You can dial us up, you can email, you can tweet, you can do all the above. Yes, Paul?
I think we had Howie Long on one time, and he said there was a thing in the NFL called the Larry Allen flu,
yeah,
where some people would have like a little hammy or an elbow on the defensive line when they're facing Larry Allen.
Not feeling good today.
You got to sit this one out.
Wait. This is the third time we played the Cowboys and you haven't faced Larry Allen. I know. I don't know what it is. I just don't feel good. Yeah, it's my back this time. Yes, McLevin.
I'm looking at an all-time list. Orlando Pace in that conversation?
Yeah, OP.
But there's a bunch of Raiders linemen, and that's not fair. Like Art Shell and G.W. Shaw. Those guys had like casts on both hands. They were cheating left and right.
They had weapons there. I was watching the Al Davis versus the NFL last night. I was watching that 30 for 30. Interesting. I mean, Al Davis is such a character. If you were a Raider fan and you had an owner who basically said to the rest of the NFL, bleep you, you know, even if that guy was going to move your team from Oakland to L.A., somehow you still loved the Raiders and still loved Al Davis. There was just something about it. But he was a brilliant businessman. Yeah, he pulled all the strings, and being around Pete Rozelle and not afraid of Pete Rozelle, and then you had the ultimate, hey, you won the Super Bowl. Pete Rozelle, the commissioner, has to hand the trophy to Al Davis. And there was going to be a prank that they were going to pull on the commissioner. The Raiders were. Back then, you didn't have a press conference. They were in the locker room. And that was in New Orleans. They had beaten the Eagles. And what was going to happen is if Al Davis didn't say, thank you, commissioner, then the Raiders players were going to prank the commissioner. Now, I don't know what they were going to do, but they waited for the signal. And all of a sudden, commissioner gives Al Davis the trophy. And then Bryant Gumbel is working for NBC, and he's got the microphone in front of Al Davis. And he's like, basically, Al, you're quiet. And I think Al in the moment is thinking, I can say, thank you, commissioner, or I can just start talking about the commitment to excellence. And you had this little bit of a pause, and the players were waiting. And then he said, thank you, commissioner. And then the players stood down. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff. All right. Let me see. What do we have here? We get phone calls coming up. Did we settle on our poll question?
We did not. We have a series of quarterback questions.
Okay.
It's, again, like debating when do you want to get into these. But Paulie threw out a really interesting one that I can't stop thinking about. Right. Who would you rather have in their best season, Matthew Stafford or Carson Wentz?
Well, Carson Wentz was going to be the MVP until he decided to try to run in against the Rams.
Tore his ACL.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford has not been, I don't know if he's been a top five. Has he ever gotten an MVP vote?
Remember he had that massive yardage season? I wonder if that got him into the rankings at all.
Yeah, but guys who have massive yardage years usually are on teams that aren't very good. I mean, Matthew Stafford's made the Pro Bowl 1 year. That's almost impossible to do at the quarterbacking position. It feels like, you know, you get down to the sixth or seventh alternate, and then you're going to make the Pro Bowl. Yeah, Paul.
Wentz's second year, 2017, he made the Pro Bowl. He was 11-2. He was threw for 33 touchdowns and 7 picks. That was the same time when we had that quarterback draft. Who would you start your franchise with? And Fritzy went with Carson Wentz, Wentz overall. And there was a lot of buzz around him. But I guess I'm saying the question is, if you're going to pay what the Rams paid for Matt Stafford, would you pay equal or more for Carson Wentz, who seems to have a higher upside that we haven't seen in a while? And he's 5 years young, 4 years younger.
I just want to know Matthew Stafford's health. If you say that we sign off, and obviously the Rams had to if they're going to make this trade, but right now I take Matthew Stafford because I don't. There's a great unknown with Carson Wentz. It's physical and it's mental. And he's regressed. I mean, you can say Matthew Stafford has sort of been on a level and he stayed on that level. Carson Wentz has been above that level, and then he's right now below that level. But he's 5 years younger. I just don't want to give up 2 first-round picks for him and something else. And I think the Eagles, I mean, if they get that, good for them. What happens to Nick Foles? Nick Foles is in Chicago. You trade Carson Wentz to Chicago? I can't have Nick Foles there. And then Nick Foles comes back to Philly, and then Jalen Hurts has to deal with Nick Foles. Like, every day Jalen Hurts goes to the stadium, there's a statue of Nick Foles outside. All right. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go. Russell Wilson will join us. Is he one out of Seattle? Yep, I'll ask the question. Close out the first hour, Dollar Shave Club. You walk into your favorite store, go to the razor section, then it hits you. There's so many options here. How do you choose? Do I want the 8-blade or the 10-blade, or is there a 50-blade razor requiring 2 hands to operate? Dollar Shave Club, which is now at a store near you, has got you covered. They have a premium 6-blade cartridge designed for daily shavers, short hair. 4-blade cartridge, less frequent shavers with longer hair. The blades are spaced out a little bit more for easy rinsing. Because more blades isn't always better. And if you're still confused, I told you Dollar Shave Club has got you covered. Dollar Shave Club is going to put both cartridges in one new starter set, so you can test drive both of them. And you might even like both. You shave every day, or maybe you shave every other day. For more information, visit dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. Again, that's dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. And check out Dollar Shave Club at your local store. You got questions? We got answers. Welcome to the club.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.